我们就会看到保罗说他以神为夸口。
So the title this morning is What is the cross saying to you?
今天信息的题目是十字架在对你说什么？
And we're going to read that portion of scripture again, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5.
我们再来读一遍《哥林多前书》第二章1到5节。
And let us pray. Heavenly Father,
我们先来祷告。
we thank you for being here.
我们在天上的父，感谢你在这里。
For you and you alone are worthy.
主啊，唯有你配得。
We thank you for your grace.
我们为着你的恩典感谢你，
Because we know that we are unworthy.
因为我们知道我们实在不配。
Thank you for being our help.
感谢你做我们的帮助。
Thank you for being our shield.
感谢你做我们的盾牌。
Thank you for being our wisdom.
感谢你成为我们的智慧。
Thank you for being our sanctification.
感谢你成为我们的献祭。
Thank you for being our redemption.
也感谢你为我们的成就的救赎。
We give you all the glory, Father.
主啊，愿所有的荣耀都归给你。
I pray comfort and peace into every soul this morning.
主啊，愿你安静我们每一个灵魂。
May we come honestly before you, Lord.
主啊，让我们以诚实来到你的面前。
We are unworthy,
我们不配，
but you are worthy.
但是你配得。
May you be glorified.
主啊，愿你荣耀都归给你。
In the holy name of Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣圣洁的
Amen.
名，阿
Amen.
门。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, we read Paul's writings, and we just read it before. We're going to read it again. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not rest, should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
格林多前书2章1到5节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
I love Paul's words in verse 3 where he says, I was with you in weakness.
我喜欢保罗在第三节说我在你们那里的时候，是软弱的。
And Paul knew, and as you know, Paul made a very honest declaration of himself. He says, I am the chief of sinners. He knew who he was in light of who Jesus was.
保罗他曾经说，在罪人当中，我是个罪魁。
I love when he says here that he's not coming with human wisdom because he said a few verses before that Christ is his wisdom.
他说他来到这里不是用人的智慧，而是用神的智慧。
And I love what Paul says at the end where he says, I am going to rely on the power of God.
所以他在第5节的时候说，要靠神的大能。
And everything that I see in these verses is basically Paul saying, God, the Lord Jesus must increase.
在保罗这里，如果大家透过这个文字来看的话，就是神一定会加增，
But I must decrease.
而我一定会衰亡。
Keep that in mind for the rest of your life. He must increase, you must decrease.
所以，请大家记住，神一定会加增，而我们会衰亡。
And when you look at the cross, hopefully that is communicated very clearly to you that he must increase, but I must decrease.
当我们看着十字架的时候，也希望大家能够想到这一点：神要兴旺，我们却要衰亡。
When I think about the cross, I have to ask myself some serious questions.
当我们来到十字架面前的时候，我要来问我自己几个严肃的问题，
And hopefully you'll ask these questions to yourself this morning.
也希望大家能问问你自己这些问题。
Paul just said, I want to know nothing. Nothing. I want to know Jesus and I want to know him crucified. I want to know the gospel.
保罗说，除了基督并他钉十字架之外，我不知道别的。
So if that's Paul's mission, Paul's focus, should it not be ours as well?
这是保罗他的心意，他的意向，这是不是也应该成为我们的意向？
See, Paul knew something that many times we forget, and Paul reveals that very clearly actually in Romans, Romans 1, 15 and 16, where he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
在罗马书，保罗说：“我不以福音为耻。”
Why?
Why？为什么呢？
'Cause it's the power of God.
Because
Why is he not ashamed? Because the righteousness of God is revealed by faith in the gospel. So when you read about the cross, so you see this word cross or crucified, what do you think about?
当你看到十字架或者被钉十字架的耶稣的时候，你会想到什么？
When I say the cross, crucified, gospel, what do you hear? What do you think about?
当我说十字架以及被钉十字架以及福音的时候，你会想到什么？
What comes to your mind when you look upon in your mind the crucified Savior?
当你看到钉十字架的耶稣，什么会浮现在你的脑海里？
See, for Paul, there was nothing greater and more precious to him than Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross.
对于保罗来说，没有什么比基督和基督钉十字架更为伟大、更为宝贵的事情。
From his words, you would know very clearly that the gospel, that the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus was his absolute passion in life.
如果我们读经文的话，我们就知道，对于保罗来说，基督以及他钉十字架是保罗的全部。
Because Paul knew the source of his strength.
因为保罗知道他力量的来源。
And you can read about that when you read any of the letters that he wrote, but especially even the prison epistles that he wrote.
当你读保罗写的书信，哪怕是他在监狱里写的书信。
In Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and Philemon, he's writing from prison and he's rejoicing in the Lord under horrible circumstances.
他在监狱里写了以弗所书、腓立比书、腓利门书，他写的时候是充满喜乐的来写。
And you see through that the power of God because Paul's focus was on Jesus Christ.
而我们也能看到，透过保罗这些事情，也能看到神的大能。
You could almost say that Paul was a man who was obsessed. He was obsessed in a good way with Jesus and what Jesus demonstrated to Paul on the cross.
我们甚至可以说，保罗对于耶稣有一种执着，或者有一种从好的方面的痴迷。
And that focus of Paul on Jesus and him crucified revealed to Paul who Paul really was. And I hope today you'll see that there is great freedom, there is great joy, there is great happiness in knowing really who you are in light of who God is.
而今天我想让大家也能够意识到，当神照耀你，让你知道，你真的是什么样的一个人的时候，你会有喜乐，有平安。
I mean, Paul was a very smart man. I mean, he was a Pharisee. He knew the law, meaning he knew the Bible. He knew the Old Testament. He was brilliant, Paul.
保罗是一个非常聪明的人，他当时是很有学问的一个人，他知道圣经，知道律法。
And yet, when he was converted by Jesus Christ, he became very humble because he said, I am the chief of sinners.
但是当他被耶稣所改变的时候，他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
In other words, there was a point of time when Paul met Jesus that Paul realized, I am completely unworthy.
所以保罗当他认识耶稣的时候，他面对耶稣的时候，他说我是完全不配的。
At one point, Paul thought he was very worthy. God, look what I'm doing for you. Look at what I know. Look at my actions in obeying the law. I am worthy of your love.
但是曾经的保罗不是这样子的，他曾经会向神说：“你看我给你做了什么事情，你看我的这些行为，我配得你的称赞。
But when Paul was converted on the road to Damascus, he began to understand and learn that I am actually not worthy at all.
但是在保罗去大马士路上被神改变之后，他认识到他不配。
That in fact, I'm not worthy, regardless of my performance, regardless of how good I think I am, I'm actually not worthy of your mercy, Lord.
不管他做的有多么的好，他都不配得神的这个恩典。
And that is what grace is all about.
而这也正好是恩典所要讲的。
See, it's interesting because the same person who wrote 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 1 to 5 also wrote Romans 3.
有趣的是，保罗写了《哥林多前书》2章1到5节，同时他也写了《罗马书》第3章。
And Romans 3 is a very, there's a lot of heavy statements, a lot of negative statements in Romans 3.
《罗马书》第3章有很多很负面的描述。
But if you don't embrace what Romans 3 says about you, then you won't appreciate what Paul just said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 1 to 5.
但是如果你不接受《罗马书》第3章所描述的这些内容的话，你就不能领略到《哥林多前书》第2章1到5节的美妙。
So if you have your Bibles, take a look at Romans 3 for a minute. We're just going to read some of it in Romans 3, and we're going to start with verse 9.
请大家打开圣经，翻到《罗马书》第3章第9节。
And we're just going to read a few verses in Romans 3.
我来读这里的其中几节。
And what Paul does very cleverly is he borrows from the Psalms. And you'll see Psalm 14, Psalm 53 encompassed in what he writes here.
保罗他借鉴了诗篇第14篇、15篇，在写《罗马书》第3章的时候。
And that should always reinforce that the Old Testament is very relevant to our faith. And you shouldn't just read the New Testament. You should also read the Old Testament. You should read the entire Bible.
所以这也告诉我们，旧约，对于我们的信心也是非常重要的。我们不能只读新约。
So Paul says here in verse 9, what then? Are we better than they? No, not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin.
第9节，这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明，犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。
He goes on to say, as it is written, talking, and he's referencing Psalms, there is none righteous, no, not one.
就如经上所记，这里的经上指的是诗篇，说没有一人，连一个也没有。
There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
They have all. Talking about all people from all generations, all turned aside.
都是偏离正路。
They have together become unprofitable.
一同变为无用。
There is none who does good, no, not one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
So Paul is uniting all of humanity. My mother, my father, my grandparents, my daughters, whoever, into that statement. No, none do good.
保罗在这里说的是每一个人，包括你，包括我，包括我们的父母。没有一个是义人。
Now skip down to verse 19. And in verse 19 it says, Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law.
第19节说：“我们晓得律法上的话是对律法以下之人说的。”
That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God.
好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight.
所以，凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义。
And we just said that about Paul. Paul, as a Pharisee, would be seeking. To justify himself before God, saying, God, look at my life. Look at my performance. I am worthy.
而我们刚才说的保罗，他的生命就是一个例子。他曾经是一个法利赛人，他向神说：“你看我所做的，我配得称义。
But he began to see as he was converted by Christ that the law just condemns. The law just says you're actually not worthy.
”但是当他被神改变之后，被基督改变之后，他认识到说：“律法只是在让人知罪，在咒诅人。
So in verse 20, he says, Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
第20节说，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
So this morning, adopt that mindset. I hope you adopt that mindset this morning.
我希望大家也能跟保罗有一样的认识。
That there is no room for performance-based Christianity.
没有人靠着自己的行为是不能称义的。
You should not be looking to your performance. You should be not trusting in your performance. You should not come before God saying, God, look at what I've done, and therefore I know you will hear me.
我们不能靠着自己的行为，来到神面前说：“神啊，你看我做的这些事情，我真的是一个义人。
And it's very, very difficult to embrace what I'm saying. It's very difficult to embrace that because we are not raised that way. Our old nature hates that. We want to be valued based upon our performance because all of life does that. You do well, you get a raise. You do well in school, you get an A plus, right? So this is different. This is uncomfortable.
这一点非常让人难以接纳，就是，在我们的教育观念当中，就是做得好的应该得奖赏，做得不好的应该得惩罚，但是在这里是非常不一样的。
But what Paul is trying to tell us here is stop looking or using your performance as a means of gaining God's approval.
但是保罗在这里却说，不要再用你的行为来讨神的喜悦。
Right? If I do this, God will love me. If I do that, God will love me. If I stop this, God will love me.
他不是说，如果我行了某些事情，或者我不做某些事情，神就会喜欢我。
And I hope that you see, and you should see, and you should know if you've been a Christian for any length of time, that that just doesn't work very well if you start living like that. If you start thinking that way, it doesn't work. There's not a lot of strength in that. There's not a lot of peace in that thinking.
如果我们靠着我们的行为来讨神的喜悦的话，我们的生活不会是一个很喜乐的生活。
Because what we want to do is we want to feel worthy of God's grace. And the way we feel worthy of God's grace is I'm no longer doing these bad things. Now I'm doing these good things. And therefore, God accepts me. And I'm so happy about that. God's really pleased with me now.
如果我们说我行了这些神喜悦的，我没行那些神不喜欢的，那么神就会很喜欢我。
And the problem with all the things I just said is that I didn't mention the cross once, I didn't mention Jesus once. And when you think that way, you are thinking of self. And that's not what Paul wants you to do. Paul says, I determined to know nothing but Jesus and him crucified. Why? It gets the eyes off of me.
如果我们只是靠着自己，而不是靠着基督的十字架的话，那么，这样做是行不通的。
Because if I have to do something to gain God's approval, then it's no longer grace, because grace is a gift, right?
如果我们靠着自己的行为能够得到神的称赞，得到称义的话，那十字架就没有用了。
Because God's grace is about giving you and giving me something we don't deserve. That's called a gift.
而十字架是神的恩典，神把恩典白白的赐给我们。
So, Romans 3, if you read it through and you meditate and reflect on what we just said, gives you a very authentic, God-centered view of who you are and who I am.
如果我们思想罗马书第3章的话，它向我们展示了一个非常真实的人的身人的真实的光景。
And what Paul just said, and what I read to you, that there's none good, no, not one, that is in direct opposition to everything the world says about you.
而保罗这里所说的"没有义人，连一个也没有"，跟世界所告诉我们的却是完全相反的。
Even many times what your mom might say about you.
Awesome.
Your mom might say about you.
甚至跟我们的母亲告诉我们的都是相仿的。
Because if I brought up my mom right now, she's in Florida, but if I brought her up here right now as a microphone, she'd say, "My boy, he's such a good boy."
因为我的妈妈常常告诉我说，我是一个很好的人。
I mean, my mom would not say anything bad about, "Oh, my, I am wonderful." Oh, do something wrong? Never.
在我的妈妈眼里，我从来不会做错事。
And of course, when she's saying that, I'm going, "Oh, you don't know me very well."
她说的时候，我知道她说的是不对的。
But that's the world's view, isn't it?
但这是世界的眼光来看人。
It seeks to build you up.
世界想要来称赞你，让你把你建立起来。
And it makes you feel good. It makes your flesh, your old nature feel very good because your old nature wants to hide and your old nature always wants to think the best of itself because it doesn't want to change.
而这样的观点让人感觉到愉悦，因为我们的本性喜欢人来夸奖我们。
And that's why many times when we're confronted with something wrong, what do? We defend it. We justify it. We excuse it. Not me. I didn't mean that. I meant this. You misunderstood me. That's our flesh. Acting up, protecting itself.
所以当有人指责我们的时候，我们会来自我防卫，说这不是我的本意。或者怎么样子，会自己来保护自己。
And you know that. I mean, I do that all the time when I'm fighting with my wife and she says something like, "Oh, I didn't mean that. I would never do that. I think you misunderstood. I didn't say that. I said this."
所以这也是为什么我们夫妻之间常常会说我不是想要那样子，这我们会找各种各样的借口来为自己辩解。
But when you're a Christian, it should be, "Yeah, you're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry."
但是如果你是一个基督徒的话，你会勇于承认自己的错误，说我错了。
And when you look at the cross, that should be your posture. That should be your spiritual posture. I was wrong. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
但是如果你看到十字架的话，你会来勇于承认自己的错误，说我错了。
See, when you read Romans 3, God presents a very dark view of human nature.
如果我们看罗马书第三章的话，我们会发现神向我们展示了一个非常黑暗的人性。
And it really shows us deep down, we're really desperate deep down. Deep down, it may not look like on the outside, but inside, there's a desperate condition of my heart.
他也向我们展示了我们里面其实是在一个绝境当中。
And the conclusions of Romans 3 is very, very clear. We are all of us, no matter who you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how much money you have or don't have, we are all spiritually desperate. We are unworthy as we look to God.
而罗马书第三章就告诉我们说，在属灵里，我们处在绝境当中。
And Romans 3 is hard because it brings up things that we don't like the word sin. We don't like that word.
我们不喜欢罗马书所说到的罪这个字。
And many times people don't even understand what that word means. It doesn't sound good. But even if you pressed people, what do you think that means? They probably wouldn't really understand it unless they looked it up really quick.
甚至有人都不愿意去搞清楚这个罪到底是在讲什么。
And the Bible is very clear. Sin is when you break God's law. It's very simple. You trespass. You break God's law.
而圣经当中说，罪就是我们破坏了神的律法。
Essentially, what sin is hatred towards God. I hate what God wants.
或者讲，换一句话说，就是我恨恶神
That's what sin
想要的。
Sin is I hate what God wants, and I hate what God thinks, and I hate and I disagree with Him. I believe I know best, and my way is better, and God doesn't understand. And when that's the thinking, that's called sin.
圣经里边所说的罪，就是说我们恨恶神想要的，我们不同意神所说的，我们觉得我们是正确的，神是错的。
And that's why Romans 3, and that's why the Bible in general isn't often read, even though we like to pride ourselves on reading it a lot. We don't read it as much as we should because it makes us uncomfortable. It doesn't build us up in the way we want to be built up. Like my mom would build me up. He's such a wonderful boy. That's what I like. I don't like being called a sinner. I don't like to be called you're not good.
所以圣经说我们是罪人，而世人常常说我们是好的，我们不喜欢被定罪，所以也可能是我们为什么很少 愿意来读圣经。
But I want to encourage you today that if you are brave enough and courageous enough to just say, yep, Romans 3, that is accurate. That's who I am. It's actually the most beautiful thing you can hear. One of the most beautiful things you can hear is the truth, is it not?
但是如果你接纳罗马书第三章所描述的话，你会看到一幅很好的画面，因为它是真的。
Because if you can embrace who you really are, as Paul did, I'm the chief of sinners, he says. The mask comes off and there's great freedom in that. You don't have to pretend anymore. It gets so boring to keep pretending that you're better than you are.
你可以拿下来你的面具，你不需要再假装你自己是一个完美的人。
It's so freeing to know, yeah, I messed up. Yes, I'm not that smart. Yes, I make mistakes. Yep, I was wrong. It actually is quite freeing.
而当你承认自己的错误，承认自己是个罪人的时候，你会得到真正的自由。
And so if you're brave enough to embrace who you really are spiritually, there's great beauty in that because you will be open to an overflow of God's grace and mercy and love in a way that you could never comprehend.
而只有你真正的承认自己是个罪人的时候，你才能得到从神而来的源源不断的恩典。
So the first thing I want to emphasize is that knowing or accepting or coming to grips with who you are, it's not easy. It's not easy.
所以我要说的第一件事情就是，承认我们真实的自我是一件很不容易的事情。
Even as I say these things, even as we know most of what I'm saying, we still pretend and we keep a mask on. And so I want you to believe that I'm holier than I actually am.
虽然我在讲这些话，但其实常常我也是戴着面具的。
That's the trick I play on my mom, right? She thinks I'm holier than I actually am.
就像在我的妈妈眼里，我是很好的一个人。
And my mom's, German. She's stubborn. You ain't changing her mind. Even I can't change her mind. Even when I said, Mom, I'm not that, she doesn't believe it.
我的妈妈是德裔的，所以她的思想非常的顽固，就算我告诉她真实的事情，她也不会相信。
So that's why sometimes my kids have to chime in and be like, Nanny, he's not that good. He's not that nice, Nanny. He's grumpy sometimes, Nanny.
所以我的孩子们也有的时候会抱怨说，奶奶不是一个很好相处的人。
And that's why God gave us his special revelation, the word, so that we go, I'm wonderful. I never do it. And I go, oh boy.
但是当我们打开圣经的时候，圣经上告诉我的跟这个世界告诉我们的不一样。
See, from what we read in Romans, and you can read it also in Galatians chapter 5 about the works of the flesh, you see your true condition, your authentic condition.
但是如果我们读罗马书或者读加拉太书的时候，我们能够看到我们真实的光景。
And so what I begin to realize about myself, and I'll just speak about myself for a minute, I read that and I go, I am flawed. Spiritually, I am flawed.
当我读的时候，我发现在属灵上我本来就是有缺陷的。
I am unable to rescue myself from this condition.
我靠着我自己是没办法从这个境况当中出来。
I was a fool to think I was good enough so that if I died, I could stand before God and go, God, I wasn't a murderer, but I did all these nice things, accept me. That was so foolish of me to think that way.
如果我想着有一天我到神的面前说，你看我没有杀人，我没有做那样不好的事情，我是一个好人，那么我就是非常愚蠢的一个人。
And how foolish I was to think I could impress God, God the Creator, with my supposed goodness.
如果我用我假装的善良美好来让神给神留下深刻的印象的话，那是非常愚蠢的。
Now, if you're brave enough to read actually Romans 1 and Romans 2 and Romans 3 and Romans 4, then you get to Romans 5. Romans 5, Paul gives four nails that kind of seals the coffin about who you are.
保罗在罗马书第五章，他用了四个钉子把我们的棺材钉得严严的。
I mean, there's no escape from this. And again, this is written by a person who, if you met him before Jesus, he was the smartest, most prideful person you could have ever met in your life, and he wouldn't have admitted to you that he was a sinner or unworthy to save his life. He wouldn't have done it.
而这本书的作者保罗，他在还没有真正的认识耶稣之前，他是一个非常聪明、非常骄傲的人，他不会跟你说他是一个罪人。
Look at Romans 5 says about me and says about you. It's incredible. It says from God's perspective, of course, this is God's declaration. This is God's perspective. This is like, what does God think? This is what he's saying.
在罗马书第五章，保罗从神的角度来向我们讲述了一些事情。
You and I are without strength.
你我都是软弱的人。
But I feel very strong.
尽管你可能觉得你自己很强壮。
Spiritually, without strength.
但是在属灵上。
And I know that because how do I change my bad habits? Oh God, I promise not to look at that again. Oh, has that failed often enough for me? See, I'm without strength. How many times have you made a promise? You broke it the minute you 5 seconds after saying it, you break it.
但是在我们的灵里，我们是非常软弱的人。就像我们常常说，我一定要改变我这个坏习惯，但是很快我们就又重新犯了这样的毛病。
And listen to that internal whisper. Pay attention to that because God's speaking to you saying, you are without strength. I need to be your strength.
但是如果我们静静听的话，神其实是在告诉我们说，你是软弱的。
Paul goes on and says, I'm an enemy.
保罗也说，我们是神的仇敌。
I'm against what I don't like what God likes, and I don't want what God wants. But how do you know that? You do what you want to do. You spend money the way you want to spend money, and you do and you say what you want to do, essentially.
保罗说我们是神的仇敌。为什么呢？因为我们神想要的我们不想要，神想做的我们不想做。我们常常要按照我们自己的心意来行事，来花钱。
Paul says that you're a sinner. You're just a lawbreaker. Well, I know that. I mean, I can't even drive the speed limit very well. I'm always breaking the law.
保罗说，我是个罪人，你们都是罪人。而且我非常清楚的知道这一点，因为我连那个限速都不能遵守。
I mean, I marvel at people who say, I mean, there are people in the world who think I obey the Ten Commandments. Oh man, they don't know those very well.
如果有人说我已经遵守了十诫，那么他可能没有真正的理解十诫。
You obey the. I want to shake your hand. I've never met any. You obey the ten all ten. Do you know? I have a book this thick about them, so it's much deeper than you think.
如果你说你遵守了十诫的话，我会想要真的认识你，其实你没有。
And then one time I actually foolishly thought that I was doing pretty good in obeying the Ten Commandments. I'm pleasing God. And I realized I can't even follow the speed limit.
但是有人跟我夸口说他遵守了十诫的话，我心里会想，我甚至连限速都做不到。
I mean, sometimes I'm not fully stopping at a stop sign.
然后在stop sign 的时候，我都不会完全的停下来。
And when the speed limit says 35, I constantly look and it says 45.
但是限速是35的话，我的表上经常显示的是我在开着45的车速。
Because I know when I drive 35, there's a lot of angry people behind me.
因为我真的照着限速开的话，那我后面的人会非常的生气。
What foolish thoughts I must have had. I mean, I can't even obey a simple man-made law, but I obey God's law.
如果有人说，我不能遵守一个人制定的简单的规则，但是我遵守了神的十诫，那这个人应该是非常愚蠢的。
Our old nature, it's unconverted, right? There's an unconverted part of us called the old man.
所以我们里面有一个老我是没有被神改变的。
And then finally, Paul says, you're just ungodly.
最后保罗说，我们都是不敬虔的。
And I know that.
我知道。
Right? Because most of my day, I'm thinking about my past and I'm thinking about my future.
我知道我是不敬虔的，因为我花了很多的时间在思考我的过去以及我的未来。
And I'm thinking about other things and not thinking about God first.
我会想其他很多的事情，但是我不会想到神。
So from Paul's perspective, that's humanity. That's my resume. That's my spiritual resume. Isn't it wonderful? Don't you want to hire me? That's my spiritual resume.
所以从保罗的角度来看，这就是我们人生的履历。你愿意雇这样一个人吗？
Now, before I said, if you were listening, that this is actually beautiful.
但是这也是一幅美丽的画卷。
But what is beautiful about this?
可能你会问，这样的词汇，这样的描述有什么美丽的呢？
What good could possibly come from admitting, seeing that this really is who I am spiritually? I mean, how does coming to terms with this reality help me? How does it heal me? How does it strengthen me? How is it beautiful to my life by coming to grips with this? Well, there is beauty in it. Because God, he's the great physician. He's the best doctor of them all because he's not afraid to tell us the truth. I remember when many years ago when I was in a car accident and I fractured vertebrae in my neck, basically breaking my neck and then, you know, paralyzing, half my body was paralyzed. And I remember what the neurosurgeon said.
And
the neurosurgeon said, "You broke your neck."
然后医院的护士告诉我说，你的脖子被撞断了。
Right? He didn't soften. He's like, "Nah, you have a little bit of a neck ache."
他们又告诉我说，没关系，你只是脖子上擦伤了一下。Your
muscles a little sore. He's like, "No, you broke your neck, and if we don't do something immediately, you're going to be paralyzed."
他说，你的脖子被撞坏了，如果我们现在不动手术的话，你就会终身半身瘫痪。
Very upsetting to hear, very hard to hear, but what a good doctor because he was able to do something so that I could walk.
虽然这个事实很让人难以接受，但是医生告诉我的是真的，而且他能帮助我。
And I've never, ever, ever heard anyone say, "I hate my doctor." Why? Because he told me the truth.
我从来没有听到过有人抱怨说我讨厌我的医生，为什么呢？因为医生总是告诉你事实。
No one hates a doctor or dentist for telling them the truth. So don't resist anything that you're hearing today. It's just God loving you to say, "Listen, I got to tell you who you are, so that you can see the beauty of what I've done."
所以，请大家也不要对今天这些讲的事实来反感，因为这是神要让我们知道我们真实的光景，而且他对我们有一个美好的计划。
And although it's bad news to know you're not good, it becomes the greatest news you can ever hear because it'll soften your heart and lead you to what Paul said, "I determined to know nothing but Jesus and him crucified." And there's such beauty in that.
虽然承认我们自己是一个不好的人是一件非常难的事情，但是如果我们做到的话，那神他对我们有一个美好的救恩在那里等着我们。
We kind of see this situation playing out on Calvary, when Jesus is being crucified between two thieves.
我们在耶稣被钉十字架的库路山上也能够看到这样一个例子，他被钉在两个强盗中间。Two
men are dying along with Jesus. Desperate condition. It's hopeless. It's hopeless. They're already nailed to the cross, as Jesus was.
有两个强盗，他们跟耶稣一起被钉在十字架上，他们没有任何的机会，他们要处在绝地当中。
And no matter what they were thinking in their mind, and we know one of them was like, you know, they didn't feel it. Some of them didn't even feel like they were doing anything wrong. And then in time, one of them said, "We are suffering justly for what we've done." Ah, some honesty.
但是其中有一个强盗他说，我们做的是，我们现在所承受的是我们配得承受的。
See, one guy got it, the other one didn't.
但是另外一个人说，另外一个人不愿意接受这个事实。
And they say sometimes when you visit people in prison that they're always trying to say they didn't do it.
就像我们常常如果去监狱探监的话，里面会有很多人说我是没有罪的。
But some will say, "I did do it."
而有些犯人会说，我是犯了罪。
Well, one of the thieves on the cross did that. He said, "Listen, I deserve this, but there's the man in the middle, he's innocent. I don't know why he's here."
所以跟耶稣同钉十字架的一个强盗，他说。 我是犯了罪的，我配得被钉在十字架上。但是这个耶稣他没有做任何错的事情。
One of those men looked to Jesus, looked to the cross, and at that moment something changed in them.
但这个强盗他看到耶稣的时候，他的 生命改变，奇迹发生。
And instead of blaming Jesus, accusing Jesus, blaming God, he says, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他没有责备，也没有控告耶稣啊，而是对耶稣说，当你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
See, the thief on the cross was transformed when he saw who Jesus is, perfect, righteous. What is he doing there, dying? He did nothing wrong. He's innocent.
所以这个强盗他看到了一个无辜的耶稣被钉在十字架上。
And realizing who Jesus is, he began to see who he really was.
他真的认识到了耶稣到底是谁而之后他也认识到了他自己究竟是
If you
谁。
look at Luke 23, verse 39, we'll read Luke 23, 39 to 43. It's a beautiful statement. Luke 23, 39 to 43, it says, And one of the malefactors or thieves which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Does not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss, nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
在路加福音23:39-43，说那同定的两个犯人有一个讥笑他，说你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
So I have to ask myself, what happens when I look at the cross?
所以我要问我自己，当我看到十字架的时候，会发生什么事情？我想到什么？
What do I see?
我看到了什么？我要说什么？
Well, one thing I see is I see the cross reflecting back who I really am in comparison to who God is.
当我看到十字架的时候，其实我看到了我是真实的我是个什么样子，以及真实的神是什么样子。
Quite often, I'll wear a necklace. It's basically a crucifix. It was made in the Ukraine. I don't have it on today, but many times I look at it and I go, "What does this say about me?" What does this say? Someone had to die for me.
我经常佩戴一个项链，那个项链是一个十字架，然后上面有耶稣钉在上面。当我看到那个的时候，我就会经常问我，这个东西告诉了我什么？
And I often think, because I know my theology, I'll say, God in human form did this for me. What does that say about me?
耶稣道成肉身，被钉在十字架上，这件事情告诉了我什么关于我的事情。
What does it say about him? What does it say about who I really am?
他到底告诉我真实的我是个什么样子？
Well, it says to me exactly what Paul says. It says, I am ungodly. When I look at the cross, it says, I am ungodly.
像保罗他看到十字架的时候，他就说我是不敬虔的。
I look at it and I say, well, I'm a sinner. I broke God's law.
我是一个罪人，我触犯了神的律法。
I think about the cross, it says, I'm an enemy.
我看到十字架的时候，会知道我是神的仇敌。
And I am without strength.
而且我是软弱的。
But what does it say about him?
那这个十字架告诉我们神的什么事情？
Well, let's turn to John. And John says these wonderful things, and the verses are there. But John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音3:16说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
I mean, would you give your very best for your enemy?
你会把你最好的东西给你的敌人吗？
I mean, nobody does that. Nobody does that.
我不会那样做的。
But God does.
但是神却这样做了。
God gave his best
神
for someone who couldn't care less about him.
神把他最好的给了他的仇敌。
Do you see how radical that is? Do you how like deep that is and how unlike that is to who we are? We are so unlike that.
这跟我们所做所想的是大相径庭的一件事。
Look at John 13:1. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
约翰福音十三章一节，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
I mean, would you love your enemy to the end? Would you love someone who is throwing rocks at your house and bullying your children and accusing you falsely? Would you go out of your way for them?
你会爱你的仇敌爱的爱他们到底吗？当有人给你的房子扔石头，有人欺负你的孩子，有人在指控你一些不实的事实的时候，你还会爱他们吗？
Look at John 15:13. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
约翰福音十五章十三节说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
I'm not laying my life down for my best friend, and neither are you.
我不会为着我最好的朋友，或者为着你来舍我自己的生命。
You know that.
你知道的。
How difficult is it for you just to help someone in need if you're doing something else? Well, I'm really busy. Maybe tomorrow, click.
就像你在做忙着做一件事情的时候，你甚至不会去帮助别人。
You see how like we deceive ourselves constantly about how good we really are?
我们也常常欺骗我们自己，让我们自我感觉很良好。
Look at 1 John. In this is love. Not that we love God. That's not love. I love you, God. No. He loved us. That's what love is. And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's love.
约翰一书四章十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So what does the cross reveal to me about God?
所以耶稣十字架到底告诉了我们神的什么东西呢？
It reveals that he is pure love.
他告诉我们神是纯粹的爱。
He is holy love.
他是圣洁的爱。
He is a God that does not give up on me.
他是一位不会放弃我们的神。
Even when he should, he doesn't give up on you.
尽管他应该，但是他不会弃绝我们。
He does not abandon you.
他不会离开我们。
He does not forsake you.
他也不会把我们丢掉。
And when you realize who you really are and the fact that he doesn't forsake you, your love for him explodes. It goes, wow.
当我们真的认识我们自己，而且我们知道神不会丢弃我们的时候，我们就会感受到从神而来那样大的爱。
At your lowest point, and maybe you've been there, maybe you haven't gotten there.
在你最低谷的时候。
But no matter what, whenever you get to your lowest point, he is still there.
在你最低谷、最卑微的时候，神也在那里。
And the God of the universe is not passive.
神他不是被动的。
He's not distant.
他也不是遥不可及的。
He doesn't delay.
他也不拖延。
And he does everything possible to rescue you.
他做他尽可能能做的一切事情。
So I want you to watch this video, and I want you to see, hopefully, what I see in the video. And this video is a metaphor for everything we just talked about. And I want you to be blessed by it. It's a true story.
我想大家看一个视频，这个视频是一个比喻。
Registration for the 25th Ironman continues one by one. Some faces we recognize. Here is 58-year-old Richard Holcomb, number 214, back for a second try. He's legally blind and it doesn't matter to him. No, the thing that must occur at all costs is this time, cross the line.
It's more than a race. It's a lifetime event that we'll remember for the rest of our lives. They're either going to carry me off the course or I'm going to cross the finish line.
The stories about people like Richard Holcomb pass through this world as race week moves toward this morning. Hey, did you hear about the man who is legally blind? People love to tell and love to hear the stories. Then, appearing near the start line, where they've been before, are father and son, Dick and Ricky Hoyt. There is no one here who hasn't heard about them, their story, and a human commitment that goes far beyond and far back.
January 10th, 1962. We knew there was something wrong, but we did not know exactly what. The doctor said, forget Rick. Put him away, put him in an institution. He's going to be nothing but a vegetable for the rest of his life. We cried a little bit. We talked, and we said, no, we're not going to put Rick away. We're going to bring Rick home and bring him up like any other child. We knew Rick was smart. We could tell by looking in his eyes. And when we talked to him, he was paying attention to what we were saying. So we wanted to get a computer built so Rick could communicate with us. Everybody came to our house that night for Rick to say his first words. And everybody was betting, what is the first words Rick is ever going to say? His mom saying, it's going to be, hi, mom. Me, the dad, saying, oh, it's going to be, hi, dad. Well, the Boston Bruins were going for the Stanley Cup, and the very first words Rick ever said was, go Bruins.
Dick is a military man, so he knows a thing or two about commitment. This time, he's just months removed from a heart attack. This gift that he gives to his son, or is it the other way around? Either way, it all started when Rick heard about a charity run for a paralyzed athlete. He asked Dad, and Dad said yes.
The gun went off, and we went off with all the other runners, and everybody thought that Rick and I would just go to the corner and turn around and come back. Well, we didn't. We finished the whole 5 miles, coming in next to last, but not last. And when we got home that night, Rick wrote on his computer, Dad, when I'm running, it feels like my disability disappears. So that was a very powerful message to me, that we finally found a sport that Rick could get involved in just like everybody else. Rick is my motivator. He inspires me. To me, he's the one out there competing, and I'm just loaning him my arms and my legs so that he can compete. It's just something that gets into me when I'm out there competing with Rick that I can't explain it, and we're able to go faster. And it's just an unbelievable feeling. Rick and I love the Ironman triathlon. To be out there competing with the best triathletes in the world, to be accepted to compete along with these triathletes, just to be out there on that pier with all the other triathletes and then waiting in the water for that cannon to go off, it was just so exciting. The feeling coming down the finish line and a leaky drive, it's just an awesome experience. But the crowd there, all the excitement, the noise, and the announcers announcing all it, the adrenaline just gets flowing.
I may be disabled when I live a very fulfilling life, and if someone takes the time to get to know me, they will realize that I am no different than anyone else.
Here he is. He graduated from public high school. He's graduated from college. He's out there competing in road races and triathlons. And he lives a happier life probably than 95% of the population. Rick would tell you that, if he was physically able to do something, that he'd probably play basketball or football or hockey. But then he always says, no, the first thing he'd do is sit down in his wheelchair and he'd push me. It really makes me feel good that he appreciates, what I'm trying to do to help him out, and he'd do the same thing for me. Our message is, yes, you can. You can do anything you want to do as long as you make up your mind. You can do it.
You can pause it. Thank you.
If you have ever searched for the meaning of life, stop. The answer lies right here. By the way, Ricky would want us to tell.
Amen. When I saw that video, I saw it as a metaphor.
当我看这个视频的时候，我把它看成一个比喻。
Of a father's love for his son.
是一个父亲对一个孩子的爱。
And I thought, spiritually speaking, the father in this story is like God.
从属灵的角度来看，这个视频里的父亲就像神一样。
And spiritually speaking, we are the one in the wheelchair.
而从属灵的眼光来说，我们就是躺在这个上面的这个残疾的人。
God's love is so incredible.
神对我们的爱是这样令人难以置信。
Did not Paul say we are without strength?
保罗说我们是软弱的。
We are an enemy.
我们是神的仇敌。
A sinner.
我们是罪人。
Helpless.
我们是毫无帮助、毫无希望的。
And yet God loves us.
但是神爱我们。
And the irony is, when God moves in our life, sometimes we think, oh, it's us doing it. No, he's doing it.
但有的时候我们觉得是我们自己做了什么事情，但其实是神在做。
Hopefully you see yourself in this story. Spiritually speaking, we are the son in this story.
希望大家在这个视频里也看到我们自己，从属灵的眼光来看，我们是视频里边的这个孩子。
And we have this loving Heavenly Father who did not and does not give up on us.
我们也在天上有这样一位父亲，他不会舍弃我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父,
thank you.
我们感谢你。
Thank you for loving us in ways we can't even comprehend.
感谢你对我们有这样大的爱。
Thank you for what you did for us on the cross.
感谢你在十字架上为我们舍命。
We cannot fully comprehend your love for us, Lord.
我们不能真正的完全的认识到你对我们的爱。
Thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for this story we saw.
感谢你赐给我们这样的故事，让我们看见。
And Lord, if we ever get prideful, may we remember this story, remembering we are the son in this story.
主啊，当我们骄傲的时候，求你提醒我们，我们其实是视频里面的这个儿子。
We are helpless without you, Lord.
主啊，没有你的话，我们是没有任何的希望。
Your love and dedication is beyond words.
你的爱超过一切的话语。
As you're sitting here today, just thank God for his love. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank him.
让我们把我们的感恩都给我们的主。
Praise him.
也。 让我们来称赞我们的主。
Thank him for everything he's done for you. Knowing who you are, and yet he loves you.
主啊，真的认识你，能够改变我们。
Heavenly Father,
我们的天上的父。
bless each person today.
愿你祝福这里的每一个人。
May they leave this place transformed.
当每个人离开这里的时候，都已经被你所改变。
May you increase.
主啊，愿你兴旺。
And may we decrease.
愿我们衰微。
For your glory.
主啊，为着你的荣耀。
In the holy name of Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thanks to our God and thank you, Brother Joe, for the message.
借着圣经，让我们知道我们虽然是罪人，through
the Bible, we know we are sinners.
虽然是不敬虔的，we
are ungodly.
虽然是神的仇敌，we
are God's enemy.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
当看到最后结束视频的时候。